Well, g'day guys, and welcome back to the Couch Critics. It's been quite a while, but we're keen to be back tonight for a pretty good episode. My name's Brad, and I'm joined by my co-host Sog. It's been a pretty
G'day.
big week for all the good and bad reasons, depending on who you are. Samuel, how are you going?
Yeah, doing well, doing well. Love some good news and love watching the Wanderers just feed the Wanderers, so that's been nice.
It's been pretty rubbish. I can't figure out which of the three losses of late have been the worst. No, it's definitely the 7-0 loss. It's pretty bad, particularly against the bang average Melbourne City. But anyway, we want to talk about some good news that we both can be excited about because we finally got some major news about one of the expansion teams that will hopefully be joining the A-League next season. It's the Auckland-based team, and we've finally got a name and we've got a colour. And Sammy, you do want to show us what that new logo looks like and the name of the club? It's a bit of a fancy name. I don't know if anyone saw it coming. It's a bit out there. It's called Auckland FC.
That's
And
right.
they're going to be
So,
wearing blue. What do they call it? Electric blue
oh,
and
electric
black.
blue, boogaloo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is probably. I saw some pictures of the kit shared online, and it didn't look great. There's like in some random. It looked like someone's back patio or something like that, with a couple of boxes. But the official pictures and the right lighting, it actually looks quite smart. So. That kind of Inter Milan black and blue stripes, which I think had been kind of known already. We knew black was going to be a part of it, and thankfully they're not the Black Knights, but we'll touch on that in just a moment. Logo AFC, which I guess kind of links it to AFC Bournemouth. Lots of good things. I guess most of our viewers would probably know lots about Auckland, but just in case they don't, Bradley, can you share a little bit about kind of who the owner is and kind of how the club
Oh yeah, sure.
came?
So when you say they don't know, they probably know a fair bit. It's like about the actual A-League team or the city because the city's boring, whatever.
That's
Now
right.
I'll tell
Yeah,
you a bit about the owner, Bill Foley. From what I've read, I probably think he's probably the second best owner in terms of profile we have in the A-League. I think the City Group's probably the biggest we have, but he owns the Las Vegas Golden Knights in the National Hockey League over in America and Canada. And I think track records for expansion teams in American sports, I think, are particularly well at the start. But the Golden Knights went all the way to the Stanley Cup in their first year. I don't know if they won it, but they definitely have won a Stanley Cup since. And he also owns Bournemouth in the Premier League. He's got stakes in Lorient in France and Hibernian in Scotland. And he's got a lot of business ties to New Zealand as well. I'm not actually particularly sure off the top of my head what he does for business, but he's got a buttload of money. And he's investing in the A-League, which is really good to see. I think I was talking to my wife before about everyone on Twitter loves to play doom and gloom about the A-League. But to me, it's a really good sign that an owner, a very high-profile owner, is investing in the A-League. And that's a good thing. I'm glad his preferred nickname of Black Knights isn't in the official name. I don't know if we want to get into that. But yeah, that's Bill Foley. I'm pretty keen to see how this team's going to go. It's probably one of the most exciting franchises we've had since the Wanderers. To be fair, I've set the bar pretty low. We've only had two expansion teams since the Wanderers, and they haven't been the best.
yeah. Well, let's go through that list of names that were kind of rumored just yesterday. So Black Knights FC, Auckland Football Club, I think it was just like Football Club Auckland was one of them.
I see
But
Auckland,
FC Auckland, one of the names was the Auckland Volcanoes. Now that one was really a bit left field. They've kind of gone sensibly though. They've gone with Auckland Football Club, which I think says all that you need to say. And Black Knights can be the nickname, it can be the kind of mascot, that's great. Or kind of tips the hat, I guess, to Auckland's last kind of go in A-League football with the New Zealand Knights. So there's a nice kind of tie-in there if that is kind of in the background. And I think some people have kind of noticed that the logo can kind of look like the the helmet of a knight. So maybe we can chuck up a photo of that just quickly, if you can see this. It kind of does look like a knight's head, I guess. Like,
yeah, you know, like you see the helmet. Corner. Yeah, and then, you want me, and I'll show you the photo. I don't know. I'll get up the photo I had. My wife showed me when I showed her the logo. This is the first thing she sent to me. Was can we open it up? Can we see that? Yeah, the knight. So like I see like the part where the helmet goes over the face. Yeah, they got those lines. I think there's an element of the knight in it. Some people are talking about some tower in Auckland as well, but I don't mind the logo. I think it's cool. I think it's pretty nice. It's pretty simple. Yeah. And like you said before, the blue and the black colours, I think they work really well. It's not actually navy blue, because a lot of the sports teams in Auckland, particularly the Auckland Blues, they like navy. But I think Melbourne Victory might get a bit upset if they started saying they're wearing navy blue. But we aren't the AFL. We can our clubs can wear the same colour if they want. And they're going to be playing out of Mount Smart Stadium, or Go Media Stadium, if you want the sponsorship name. That's the regular home of the New Zealand Warriors in the NRL. I think it hosts about 25,000, so I think it's a reasonable-sized stadium for the A-League. I'm not particularly sure what transport is like to get there. I think I did read it was about 4 or 5 kilometres south of the CBD, but like I said, I'm not going to pretend what I know what I'm talking about there, but I don't know what the travel's like there. But you know, the Warriors have been there since they ever signed the NRL since 95, so it must be a decent stadium. I think the old A-League team, the New Zealand Knights, they played out of North Harbour Stadium, which I don't actually think's in Auckland. It might be in Albany. I don't know if that's a separate city. I don't, pardon my lack of understanding of New Zealand geography, but yeah. So that's where they're going to be playing. Yeah.
I think it's been really good. We've seen Wellington host some games there in the last kind of 2 seasons, and it's been fairly well attended. It looks like a good ground for football. But yeah. Bill Foley has actually talked about his ambition is to see a boutique stadium built down kind of on the foreshore of Auckland. He kind of says 15 to 17,000. That's pretty ideal, I think, when we've got an owner who's keen to put that kind of money behind a club. Yeah. I think from his perspective, Auckland can be quite successful. Do you see them starting well? I mean, they've got a coach already, Steve Corica, who, well, say what you will about him, but he's won trophies. He's won every trophy available in Australian football. So, you know, he comes with a good pedigree. And they've got Terry McFlynn, also former Sydney FC, as their kind of chief football director. And so they've got people who know Australian football well kind of in their backroom staff. And so that will definitely put them on the front foot as well. They've been in these preparations for a long time. So I think they'll have a list of players ready to go. I think one of the big kind of rumours is someone like Jamie McLaren could be headlining their signings next season, which he's not been playing much at Melbourne City in the last couple of weeks. He's kind of fallen out of favour a bit there, which is, you know, crazy. He's the league's, you know, all-time top scorer. So that would be a real coup for Auckland to start with that, if that were to be true.
And I think the rumours are that he is going, but you said about Corica, but I think having Terry McFlynn's probably the big win. So he's like the chief or the head of football over there. And, you know, he was in the A-League for a long time. Corica would be a good test for him because, yeah, he didn't inherit a team from Graham Arnold, and he did add to that team, but he's building an entire team from scratch. And that'll be a good challenge. I think that's a great challenge for any coach, and it'll be a good testament because I think, you know, Shane Ting, you know, he's got a two-time A-League champion winning coach. He's got Terry McFlynn, who won a couple of grand finals for him as well. So he's making the right signs. I don't think we haven't had any official players announced, but like there's some like Marco Rojas is heavily linked. I mean, he only signed a 6-month contract with Brisbane. Jamie McLaren's linked. Imagine if they got Chris Wood from the Premier League. I mean, I don't know if Chris Wood is, like, I still think he's a Premier League player, but imagine a coup like that to get the boy from New Zealand back there at the club. But yeah, it's really exciting. I think he has the ambitions for this team to be pretty successful to start. I don't think he wants it to be struggling. I think he'll want them right up the top. I don't think he'll be as ambitious as Clive Palmer, who said Gold Coast United would go through the entire season undefeated and lose his third game or fourth game in charge. So yeah, I'm excited. I think it's going to be a competitive team from the start. And I don't know if you saw Wellington Phoenix banter online. They're petitioning New Zealand government or someone to make Auckland a part of Greater Wellington. So they're getting right amongst the bands from the starts.
It's proper banter. And I saw as soon as they put up the jersey, the rumoured jersey, Wellington commented like just a vomit face underneath. So that's good. Like, I think I've been a little critical of the potential of a second New Zealand team in Australian competition. I know that's not everyone's view, but I kind of sit more on the side of it being an Australian competition. That being said, I think if Wellington and Auckland can actually establish a rivalry, if it can kind of invigorate a bit of momentum over in New Zealand, people in Australia will get kind of behind that as well and enjoy watching that. So I think it has great potential to kind of add some fuel and some interest to the A-League for next season and beyond. So yeah, it's quite exciting.
Yeah, no, I think it is. And you said you're quite critical of second New Zealand team, and I thought so at the start too, but everything they've been doing, I'm just, you know, it makes me think, yeah, this has actually been a good choice because we've got a really big owner on board. I think they've done everything right with the naming and all that. They've made some big signings. So, yeah, and it is a bit. I think it was the biggest city in Australasia without an A-League professional team. So, yeah, like they're just doing everything right, which makes me think, yeah, you listen, I don't know if Auckland should have been the team. You know, I still think the A-League is an Australian league with a New Zealand team in it. So I think our priority should be Australia. But, you know, this guy was keen to invest in Auckland. He's doing a great job already. So I'm really excited to see how they're going to go because I think they're going to do really, really well. And crowd-wise, I don't know. What do you think crowd-wise? Like, what would be an ideal average attendance? I was thinking about it today and I thought, you know, if they could get 10,000 average in their first season and, you know, sell out for the New Zealand derby, I think that would be really good.
Look, to be honest, 10,000 would be an absolute dream. I think if they can average more than MacArthur and Western United in their first season,
I think
that's,
they will.
That's the lower benchmark, I think. If they can kind of do the 4,000, that's low benchmark. But realistically, of a city of, you know, a million people, I think they should be aiming for that 8,000, 9,000, 10,000, kind of on par with A-League average. I guess it all depends on how much they connect with the community around them. And we've seen good examples of that and we've seen bad examples. So I don't think it's unrealistic for them to kind of head towards that 10,000. I guess we'll have to wait and see. I think my question is, do you think Auckland and New Zealand can also sustain another W League or A-League women's team? So were Auckland to put a women's team in? I think that's
They're going to be doing that season later. So, well, they're joining in 24, 25, and New Zealand will go in the next year, the women's team will go in the next year.
Yeah, okay. So that's I do wonder, like, New Zealand's a good footballing nation in the women's game as well, regulars at World Cup. So I think that's a good opportunity for them. It would just be interesting to see how that goes, dub-wise, and whether or not New Zealand can support a second W League team.
I think there's enough talent out there, and I think it's only going to help grow women's football in New Zealand, because really there's only one professional team at the moment. As soon as there becomes a second team for them to grow and develop at, I think that's only going to help them. Like, I'm a massive fan of expansion in the terms of not only taking it to places where we don't have teams, but also it presents another team, another 20 opportunities for players to get into a squad and grow and become professionals. And so I think I don't think it'll harm the women's game. I think it'll only benefit it. Shame it can't come in next year because, you know, I love expansion and I want to see as many teams as possible in it. So it does raise a question about where Canberra's at because we haven't heard anything. Like, we've heard the classic, oh, yeah, no, it'll be finalised in a couple of weeks. I've heard that about four times in the past 4 months. So it is a bit concerning that, you know, we're in March now and the A-League season next year is probably kicking off in October. And I know when the Wanderers came in, it was about now when Gold Coast got booted and the Wanderers got announced. So, like, going to announce this Canberra team, it's going to have to be soon.
They're running out of time to put together a squad and kind of compete with Auckland for players as well as the rest of A-League clubs. So,
yeah. I don't know if you saw, I'll share it now. There was an article in the Canberra Times. They interviewed Michelle Heyman about it all. And it was a pretty golden interview, personally, reading it. Can we share it on the screen? How's that going? Yeah, okay. That's cool. All right. So as a journo, this is the best thing you love to hear. I'll get in trouble for saying this and then proceeds to say exactly what she's saying. So Michelle Heyman has launched a stinging attack over the lack of information being given to the team, saying ongoing delays with the A-League men bid will force her and her players to quit. So she's basically given the APL an ultimatum. You need to sort out what's going on this men's team or we're leaving in 2 weeks' time. And so what's going on with all this drama of trying to set up the A-League team is that they've kind of neglected the women and none of the women have signed new contracts.
Wow.
So there's a lot of drama there. So Capital Football is the owner of the A-League women's team. But, yeah, being caught in crossfire negotiations, unable to make long-term plans because it expects to no longer own the team when the men's deal is sealed. Breakdown in communication with United players who say they've been left in the dark. I'll probably get in trouble for saying this, but I need things to start changing because if I don't speak up, then nothing is ever going to happen. Our team is 16 years old and has a long history of players that are not guaranteed playing time. Then what's the point of saying? The regular season ends at the end of the month. We have no idea what's going on. It's more than frustrating for the players. So it's, you know, how terrible would it be if we not only don't get the men's team sorted for next year, but we lose the women's team altogether all of this. And it's really frustrating. Like, you know, there's a lot that's going on behind doors and I'm not blaming anyone because it's, you only know so much, but you know, just you feel for Michelle Heyman and that team because they clearly love Canberra. And, you know, I think Canberra is one of the best supported teams in the W League because it's just Canberra. There's no men's, there's no, like, you're not getting any fans from the men's side of the team. So it's just purely a women's team. It's been built over the past 16 years. It's won a couple of grand finals and it would be a shame if it went downhill. But yeah, I just wonder what's going on there because we really haven't heard much. And for journos online to say they haven't heard much is not good news because, yeah, they hear stuff, but they might not be allowed to say anything at the time. But yeah, it's not a good look. And hopefully something will sort it out. It's sort itself out soon, but it's not looking good. We're probably going to have a uneven amount of teams next year if it doesn't get sorted anytime soon.
Yeah, and you kind of understand that we want teams to come in. I think everyone's kind of backs a Canberra team. We'd all love to see it, but on their side of things, that like it needs to be stable. We don't want clubs that are coming in and can't support themselves. So I guess while the APL is still kind of holding up the Jets and waiting to actually find someone to purchase them, we probably won't see another club come in unless they've got a proper backer. And so I think that's probably what the holdup is with Canberra is actually ticking all the boxes with what they're happy with and getting as much money as they can out of someone who's willing. So it's probably unlikely it's another Bill Foley who's willing to chuck tons of money in. It's somebody who's trying to keep it fairly close to budget. And that might be some of the problem with the women's team as well, is wondering whether or not whoever it is who wants to back the Canberra men's team actually has the finances to to load in the women's too. And I imagine the APL is actually saying, well, that's got to be part of it. Like, we want Canberra to stay in. You've kind of got to subsume them. Even if you, you know, change the name of the women's team to come in under your umbrella, it's still got a, their own identity. And I wonder that could be part of the hesitation here, is just trying to figure out how you keep both going forwards. But it's definitely interesting, and we'll definitely make a video once we know something more concrete about Canberra expansion side.
I went to Canberra United for the first time last weekend. It's a nice little ground at MacKellar Park. It's actually owned by Belcon and United, so be a shame to lose that team. And it's actually, I think it's a great name, Canberra United. I think the logo is fantastic. It's got the flagstaff from Parliament House, whatever it is down there in Canberra. So just copy that really name.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or just keep them and have a separate men's team, but don't want to lose Canberra United. It'd be a real shame if we did.
Yeah. Anyway, we've kind of diverged a bit from our Auckland chat, but we do hope you've enjoyed this video and enjoyed kind of thinking about Auckland. Bradley, to wrap off the video, next season, Auckland Football Club, where are they finishing on the table?
Higher than 13th. No, let's go. They're going to finish 5th.
5th. Yeah, I think they'll make the 6th as well. I think they'll be... I'm going to go 3rd next season.
Okay, 3rd. Wow, yeah, that's good. That's good.
Jamie McLaren's going to score 30 goals, and Melbourne City will be just kind of licking their wounds. But, yeah, it's definitely interesting to see. Can't wait to find out some more about their players and see them in action next season. Might be another awesome away day for people in Australia to fly up to Auckland and new distance derby. You know, great things, good things happen.
Maybe we'll have to go check it out. We'll go for an away day.
Yeah, someone sponsor us, please.
Yeah, if you sponsor us, we'll definitely go.
Anyway, that's probably all we've got time for in this one. We hope you've enjoyed. Leave a comment if you're still with us at what you think Auckland FC is going to be like.
And like the video.
Yeah, do that. Yeah.